not yet available on iTunes.
Talk Live, we're launching into hour number two of the program, and you can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Still to come here tonight, Mark, you're going to have a story which is pretty disturbing in regards to the military and how they're treating military members that want to take home a puppy. We'll find out what that's all about here in a few moments. But first, we go to Mark in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live. Mark.
Hello, are you there?
Hey, Mark. What's on your mind?
Hey, two things. For the third guy that's there, he was saying something about people may not care too much if Obama got into office. Come to find out, he wasn't born in America. Well, I would be one that would care.
Are you going to vote for Obama?
Oh, heck no.
Well, see, that's kind of that's the thing, though. You want Obama. That's kind of, I think, what he was the point he was trying to make there is that you don't want Obama in anyway, and the people that do want him in probably wouldn't care. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, I know what you mean, but no. No, I will not vote for him at all. The second thing is bin Laden. I think I heard about a year and a half ago that for some reason, the reason why he Bush don't want him killed is because I believe I heard that the Bush family is friends with the bin Laden family in some which way form. I forget what it is. But
yeah, I think that's public knowledge pretty much. His father is the king, the former king Fahd, Osama's father is the former king Fahd, and you could find pictures of those folks kissing.
Yeah, so that's the reason why they don't want him killed.
There you go. Thanks, Mark, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. So what's interesting here in this whole Middle East conflict, all these stories that we've seen over the last few several years, is that it seems like Americans don't really get too upset when the news is about people getting killed. Like thousands upon thousands of people, some estimate over 100,000 innocent people in Iraq have been killed due to bombings and various other violence at the hands of the U.S. military. But apparently that's just not intriguing enough for people, not interesting enough. They don't get all up in arms. I guess they expect, well, that's what's supposed to happen. It's war, et cetera, et cetera. And I think that's awful, personally, because these are human beings we're talking about, and any loss of an innocent life should be concerning to people, because it could be you, it could be somebody you know, it could be a family member, a loved one. But for whatever reason, it's just not interesting. But when a dog gets killed, boy, there needs to be press about this. We need to talk about it. Dogs being killed, well, for whatever reason, dogs are better than humans, and we need to be really concerned about this. No, I'm not saying I don't think dogs are. I'm not saying I think dogs are unimportant. I got to meet your dog today, Mark, and she's very, very pretty, and it was very nice. So I'm also concerned with dogs being killed, and to that extent, let's talk about it.
Well, I think you're right that it's weird the relationship we have around the animals. Like I think it's more about what people are the thought process that they apply to the soldier that's doing the killing. I mean, is this person killing wantonly, or are they killing because they have to do it? I don't think anybody would have any problems with dogs being killed if they were, killed in the explosion of a bomb, or, because they had to be eradicated because they were carrying diseases or some reason like that. But if you kill a dog because, well, for whatever the wrong reason is that Americans don't like it, because they're going to sit there.
They're sadistic.
Yeah. They're going to sit there and they're going to chomp their hamburgers while they go, tut, 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 you shouldn't be killing that dog for that reason. Anyway, let me read the shocking story.
Now, this story is not what it has been in the past, where we might have seen the video footage of American soldiers just taking pot shots at dogs for the fun of it, or blowing up dogs just because they can. It's not quite in that category. This is a little different.
Right. This is like from the higher ups. This is a first-hand account that was forwarded to me, but it's from the original Stumble. What was the original?
GetFreshMinds.com.
Yeah. One of my good college friends is in Iraq right now. A couple months ago, she told me about Baghdad Pups, a really amazing organization that provides medical care, clearance, and transport for the animals U.S. soldiers have come to love during their deployment in the Middle East. And this is how it is. I remember there were some stray cats at the prison yard, and at one prison I was at, and the old guys there would just take great care of these cats. They were treated well by all the convicts, and people would buy tuna fish. You know, convicts that had very little money would buy tuna fish to give to these cats. Huh. So,
well, it's a pleasure. I mean, it's an animal's company is very pleasurable,
it is.
Especially in a place like a jail or in a foreboding place like Iraq.
Yep.
And so these aren't necessarily – we're not talking about sadistic soldiers in this case, or at least not yet. We're talking about the ones that had befriended a puppy or a dog and wanted to take him home with them. So these are good people. What happened to them?
Well, there are some initiatives that everyone, regardless of their political views, can agree on are fabulous. This is one of those. Baghdad Pups gives our soldiers hope by helping them send their pets home to safety. It's such a unique and touching idea. I can't wait to write about it, except today I wish I could be writing about anything else because something so awful has happened that I'm writing this through tears. My friend has been held in Iraq by the stop-loss policy for over 15 months longer
wow.
than her original company commitment to the military. So she's not only supposed to have left Iraq, but supposed to have been out of the military entirely.
Hmm.
It hasn't been easy for her, and the puppy she saved has been more than one of the few things that has kept her going.
I bet.
We've been hearing about her puppy, Ratchet, on Facebook for months. She shared pictures of him as he grew from a frightened ball of fur to an adorable young dog. We learned when he was accepted into Baghdad Pups and how her parents were going to take care of him until she returned home. She's kept us up to date on his travel schedule and badgered us into contributing money to bring him home. He was supposed to be on his way to Minnesota right now, except he's not. Last Wednesday, my friend's commanding officers seized Ratchet as he was on the way to the Baghdad airport en route to his new home with her parents. Why? Because it's against military regulations for active duty troops to befriend animals.
Oh, my goodness.
It gets worse. Now, does this mean that if you happen to be, you know, say, live off base with your family, that you're not allowed to have pets?
I have no idea.
Well, that's what it means.
It's what it sounds like.
I don't think it's applied that way, is it?
Right. I'm sure it's not applied that way. But these
it's applied
people are,
arbitrarily.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They've got a stupid policy they're applying arbitrarily. It gets worse. According to the Baghdad Pups press release on my friend's behalf, soldiers can face immediate court-martial for befriending animals, and some even see their animals brutally murdered by a direct gunshot to the head from commanding officers who will not bend the rules.
Man, that's sick.
They are bending the rules. These commanding officers will be bending the rules if they have bases back home where people live off base, mm-hmm. have families, cats and dogs and that kind of thing. So they are bending the rules. They're arbitrarily enforcing the rules. Now, I can understand why a commanding officer would say, look, you're a soldier, son. You can't have a damn puppy. I can understand why he would say that. However, it's disgusting.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's just, you know, it's weird.
And to put a gun to the head of a dog and execute it in front of the person that had been taken
care
of?
Yeah, that is particularly brutal.
It's sadistic. Sick.
It was so close. Ratchet was on his way to the airport, and now he might be killed just because some power-hungry officers decided to flex their muscles and punish an innocent animal because Gwen dared to care about him. And to make it even worse, she's under military investigation for caring about a helpless puppy, something hundreds of soldiers do in Iraq.
Well, and this is what I don't understand. I mean, it sounds like this Baghdad Pups organization has been around. They've done this before. Why Gwen? Why now? Why is this happening? How often is this happening? Why are some soldiers allowed to take a puppy home, but others aren't? Is it just because somebody didn't like
her? It's not allowed. Baghdad Pups is taking them home for them. I mean, the soldier, they're not going home with the soldier.
Okay.
So they're shipping them home, essentially.
Yeah.
And likely this dog was not, Gwen wasn't even with this dog, and the troops came after a civilian organization and confiscated their material. I mean, this is crazy talk. She's absolutely devastated, and I'm devastated for her. I cried for days last fall after the cat I rescued died of old age. I can't imagine how horrid it would be to save and love a pet to be in full of hope that they would be part of your life after you finally come home, and to have that cruelly snatched away. I don't know why this has happened to her. She's been through so much already. It's just awful.
Do you have experience at this? I mean, were you in the military over in Iraq, Afghanistan? Are you aware of this policy? Can you comment? 1-800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com. Or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. They include the wiki, over 1,800 pages created by listeners like you. You can go and edit virtually anything you see there. It's like the listener editable version of our website. Enjoy and get interactive over at wiki.freetalklive.com.
Advance liberty at the local or national level through a summer internship in the Koch Summer Fellowship Program. The program places libertarian and free market students and recent graduates at organizations in Washington, D.C., and at state-based think tanks across the country. All positions are paid and include housing and travel allowances, as well as multiple career workshops throughout the summer. Visit libertarianinternships.com for more information. There's career workshops, seminars and speakers, and $1,500 stipend. Housing and travel costs are covered, too.
All right, as we continue here with your phone calls, Mark, you just finished telling us a story from GetFreshMinds.com, very disturbing, of at least one soldier in the U.S. military who had befriended a dog whilst in Iraq, and it was something that here's one of the quotes from a soldier that was in a similar situation, just kind of give you an idea of how they were feeling about what happened. They said, "I've sacrificed a lot to serve my country. All that I ask in return is to be allowed to bring home the incredible dog that wandered into my life here in Iraq and prevented me from becoming terribly callous toward life." The woman in the article had been stop-loss, meaning she was held against her will to continue working in the military beyond her original end date for 15 months.
Additional.
Exactly, and you could see how that might depress somebody, how that might bum somebody out, and having a ball of fur helping you get through that could
seems
be
to be
quite...
Yeah, it seems to be likely that she's probably spent more than 2 years in Iraq.
Right. So having a lovable little dog to enjoy while you're there is a wonderful way to get through it all. But when she was trying to leave, and Baghdad Pups, an organization that helps bring dogs out of Iraq and bring them back to the United States so the soldiers that found them can continue to love them even after they're out of Iraq, she was trying to leave with the dog, and they seized her animal. They seized it and cited some sort of military code that says that you're not allowed to fraternize with animals. You're not allowed to befriend animals. And it's just disturbing. Some people have reported that their dogs have been executed in front of them with a gunshot to the head. Let's go to Puke in New Hampshire. So a man who was in the U.S. military up until recently. You're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Line.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey there. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, I just want to shed some light on this. The whole the no befriending animals thing or whatever, that's only when you're in a deployment area. Basically, that is for sanitation reasons. You know, the military, when you're deployed in a combat zone like that, there's a lot of concerns over disease, and animals are vectors that carry a lot of things like fleas and ticks and rabies and such.
Makes sense.
So
there was a time up until relatively recently, more soldiers were killed by disease than they were by bullets.
Right.
And
so that's where that rule comes from. So it doesn't have anything to do with soldiers in the States, unless you live in the barracks. Soldiers in the barracks aren't allowed to have pets, but that's kind of beside the point. The whole thing, though, with the commander taking the dog away right before it was being sent over is very strange, because he had to have known that this soldier had the dog for quite some time.
You
know, they spend hours and hours around each other all day. You know, it's not like you can really keep an animal secret like that so much.
Yeah, and it's leaving the country. Who cares? You know, I mean, it's just weird.
Exactly.
The dog isn't going to be with her. It's on the way to the United States.
Yeah, it sounds to me like, and obviously it was being sent to the United States legally because, you know, customs and stuff, you've got to have all kinds of paperwork. And what it sounds like to me is the commander somehow got pissed off at this soldier and just decided to take out retaliation. That's the only reason I could think of for him doing that.
That would make sense, because this organization, Baghdad Pups, apparently has been successfully taking dogs out of Iraq and sending them to the United States. I guess that answers my question earlier as to why now? Why this one lady?
Right.
Why are we hearing about this one story? You're saying she pissed somebody off in the higher-ups, and they decided to get her back by taking away the most precious thing in her life at that point.
Which is, as we said, cruel.
Yeah, that's sick.
Yeah, that's the most likely explanation. I mean, it happens quite often in the military. Is, you know, commanders or higher-ups they have, you know, almost in complete control over a soldier's life, and she might have done something or not have worked nearly as hard as the commander thought she should have, and, you know, the dude is having a bad day.
Wow.
That's basically the only reason I could think of. But it is pretty disgusting of him to do, you know. I mean, it's a pretty underhanded thing to just have this animal destroyed for no good reason.
It's just, it is absolutely inhumane, sadistic, and twisted, and I thank you for the clarification. Any other thoughts tonight, Pew?
No, that's all I wanted to fill you guys in on.
As always, appreciate the insight. Always good to hear from the people that were on the inside and can have some good, more accurate speculation as to what the reasons could be than just us sitting around here in the studio. 800-259-9231. Bring up anything. We go to Matt in New Hampshire on the Amp Line. Hello, Matt.
Hi, Ian. I had a question about your couch enforcer.
Yes, for those that aren't aware, this is a conflict that has been brewing here in the Keene, New Hampshire area, where the Keene bureaucrats have decided to target me because my tenants have left a couch out in their yard for a couple of years. And I guess somebody complained. They didn't like that too much. And so they took me to court, or not the complainant, but the city decided to drag me into court over this last week. And now they want me to come back to court for a so-called trial later this month. And, of course, all I've basically said has been, look, I'll be happy to remove the couch as long as the original complaining party will actually come and talk to me like an adult and tell me, you know, introduce themselves to me and let me know that they've got a problem with it, and then we can work it out like two adults would do that. And so until that happens, I'm not removing the couch. Go ahead with your thoughts.
So during your discussion of the incident, you mentioned possibly pretending to be mentally disabled so that the authorities would treat you differently.
Oh, no. And that was not – no, I think you misunderstood. That wasn't.
It was somewhat joking, I understand.
No, it wasn't even in regards to the couch situation. That was in regards to the security apparatus at the federal courthouse in Concord, New Hampshire, where we were talking about how they were really cracking down at federal court as far as searching people, making them take their belts off, their shoes off, and just doing all kinds of unnecessary security procedures simply because they were targeting the Liberty activists here in New Hampshire. So I'm sorry for any confusion, but that was not in any way related to the couch situation.
Okay, that was my mistake. There's been so many incidents about you guys visiting courtrooms lately that I've got obviously.
Yeah, so the idea was just to have somebody go in and act mentally handicapped in order to just play with the security guards.
So isn't that, you know, you're misrepresenting, or you would be misrepresenting yourself to gain or better treatment. And that sounds awfully close to fraud to me.
I don't know if that's...
I don't think you condone.
Well, I don't know if that's fraud because nobody's really losing anything. There's nothing at risk. And as far as misrepresenting yourself, for all they know, you get mentally handicapped when you go through a security checkpoint. I mean, you could have some sort of weird mental deficiency that whenever there are authoritarians around, you can't really process commands effectively. And I don't know. We'll let you come back and talk more here. Hang on, 800-259-9231. But I don't think it's fraud. I'd love you guys to jump in with your thoughts here in a moment. 800-259-9231. 231. This is your program. You can take control of the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live.
As a parent, your biggest fear is getting a phone call that your child has been attacked or worse. With your child going to college or moving out on their own, it's important to keep these safety tips in mind. Teach them to be aware of their surroundings. Walk on well-lit paths with friends or students. Secure the windows and doors of their dorm room or apartment. Know how to reach campus security. Always tell someone where they're going and when to expect their return. And always carry a self-defense device. This important message is brought to you by Pepperspray.com. Pepperspray.com features a full line of products for college students like pepper spray and mace, as well as window locks for dorm rooms or apartments, personal alarms, stun guns, and nighttime safety items. Enter school in the coupon code box and receive 10% off your order. Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com. Or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they are free. So enjoy those, including the archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, all you have to do is click and download. They're right there on the front page of the website. There's no logging in, no membership fee. It's just free. So enjoy on us. FreeTalkLive.com and the world's largest machine gun shooting military gun show is coming up October 10th, 11th, and 12th at Knob Creek Gun Range. It's fun for the whole family with machine guns and flamethrowers for rent, helicopter rides, and 800 tables showcasing handguns, rifles, shotguns, and more. Opens at 9 a.m., $10 per person, knobcreekrange.com. That's knobcreekrange.com. As we go back to Matt in New Hampshire, calling with a question about something we discussed a few days ago on the program, and that was, I don't even remember whose idea it was, but the idea was proposed that because the federal goons at the courthouse in Concord, New Hampshire, had been giving liberty activists such a hard time, somebody suggested that we have a little bit of fun with them by having someone go in the next time we're going to court for whatever reason, have somebody go in and act as though they are mentally handicapped and essentially just mess with the guys. And you had suggested that that might actually be fraudulent. And I wanted to get the rest of the panel's thoughts on that.
Well, it would be fraudulent if you entered into contract with a stupid, violent bureaucrat. Other than that, not fraud.
Nick?
I don't think that fraud... people misrepresent themselves all the time in the sense that people will fudge a fact here and there. To me, fraud is when you're lying to essentially get either money or get something out of another person that you wouldn't otherwise get.
Some sort of gain.
And to be honest, I don't have a problem defrauding bureaucrats or the force part either.
Go ahead, Matt.
Well, to add more context to that, you guys were talking about, and again, I realize you said it was not something you intended to do, but you were talking about attempting to get some sort of recording device past security.
Yeah.
And putting together, getting a acting mentally handicapped and putting a recording device of some sort past security, that is misrepresenting yourself for some sort of gain or special advantage that you would not otherwise get. And that is, again, borderline.
Right. Okay, hold on. In sales, you have a practice called mirroring. You will lean forward when the subject leans forward. You'll use some phrases that they use. You repeat back things that they've said. And it's some people take it so far as to affect certain similar accent to what they have. And do you consider that fraudulent?
No, certainly not. But all you're doing there is you're not saying that you are something else. Supposedly you might be saying you're interested when you're actually not. But you're not actually entirely, wholly misrepresenting yourself. You're not saying, I can do this for you when you actually can't.
But the agreement is not legitimate. I mean, when you're going into this courthouse, they are trying to take things away from you, and it's not because you've consented. It's because they have guns and a whole bunch of guys that are willing to hurt you. So it's not like you've got any sort of overt, explicit agreement between both sides saying, yes, we agree to obey your rules. If you can manage to slip something past those guys, you're not violating any sort of agreement. It's not like they're a regular private organization with legitimate rules. All of their rules are created arbitrarily, capriciously and enforced on a whim. So I don't think there's anything in any way that is distasteful about this.
As far as I'm concerned, they're working for an organization that has stolen from me,
yeah.
And they're applying force to me and my friends. No, I don't see any kind of problem with it. And there's no fraud at all.
Right.
You've all made it clear that they are applying force to you. They do have the gun, as we all agree. However, you've also agreed that it's not an appropriate time for you to respond back in kind with force.
This is true.
I thought that the libertarian, or I shouldn't say libertarian, but the free marketeer ethics that Ian espouses put fraud at the same level of initiation of violence. And if it's not appropriate to respond with violence, then I would say it's also not appropriate to respond with fraud.
To be honest, I'm at the point where I would say, more on a moral level, is it appropriate to respond with force? Well, yes. If force is initiated against you, then, yes, morally you have a right to respond with force or fraud. And responding with force is a good way to get yourself killed or thrown in a jail cell. Responding with what could marginally be considered fraud in this case really probably won't land you in any trouble. And I still don't think it's fraud. You're not actually walking up and saying, I'm mentally handicapped, you need to let me through. You're just talking to them in an odd tone of voice.
You're losing something.
I agree with Nick on this one. If a burglar breaks into my house, I have the choice. I don't have the moral obligation necessarily to shoot them in the head right there in the living room for breaking into my house. I have the choice as to whether or not I want to do that, depending on the situation and how I feel about it, and applying all kinds of other decision-making factors. However, I would be in the right to do it. And in this same case, I think that when you're dealing with people that have applied force to you, you have the right to fight back. However, you're going to lose, and you are going to lose the PR battle. You're going to lose in every single way. So the fact that you don't use force doesn't mean that you don't have the right to use force. And so, therefore, even with your application of this, which I'm not sure I entirely agree with, the application of fraud in this situation is not unfounded.
You're not gaining anything. When you go through the security checkpoint
you might get the recorder through.
You manage to retain your recorder, but they were trying to take that away from you. They're using force on you right up front in order to, if you want to go to their little trial, which is supposed to be public, they're using force on you to extract different devices and things that they don't want in their courtroom. So you're just simply trying to retain your current status. And I think it's completely legitimate to lie to them or do what you need to do, retain whatever information you need to retain in order to keep yourself whole. I mean, as another example, what if you were being robbed in the street and the criminal points a gun at you and says, "Give me all your money." And, you know, not wanting to get into a fight, as we discussed at the beginning of the show, you pull out your wallet, you open it up in front of him, you show him what's in there, and you hand him the $200 that happens to be in your wallet. But you don't tell him about the secret pocket somewhere else in your wallet where you keep an extra $500 just in case of emergencies or something like that. I mean, that's essentially a similar situation.
You just told him now.
I'm sorry?
You just told him now.
Oh, I'm not suggesting that's the truth, but I'm just pointing out that it's a very similar situation in which someone is using force on you, and you may be using a little bit of deception, or in this case, just simply not revealing the whole truth in order to retain your possessions, in order to retain yourself being whole. I mean, that's essentially the same situation. Don't you agree?
I think you're right. I mean, I think you've convinced me.
All right. There you go, Matt. Thanks for the call. It was a good issue. I appreciate it. 800-259-9231.
I think you've got to try to split hairs on the moral issues to see, you know, to see where you're at.
Right. And so you're not gaining. If you're not gaining and there's no potential to gain, then it doesn't. I mean, yes, fraud can be defined as deceit and trickery, but more explicitly, it's when you can get something out of being deceitful. Otherwise, it'd be fraud to, you know, wear a mask on Halloween because you're representing yourself as someone else. But if you aren't getting anything out of it, then, in my opinion, it's not fraudulent. I would love your thoughts on this at 1-800-259-9231. As we continue here, we go to Mark in Brazil. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mark.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, great. What's on your mind, Mark?
I was just listening to the podcast here about the We the People Foundation and the cancellation of the Constitution Day event.
Yeah, they canceled their hunger strike in Washington, D.C. Because the bureaucrats wouldn't allow them to do it.
Yeah, I was going to try and suggest I have no idea if they are listening to the show or not ever, but I suggest an alternative strategy. They keep going at the strategy of it's the people versus the government, and I think that it would be more interesting to try to get the government, in a sense, discussing this issue with itself. And what I mean by that is if they could find some people, probably best in the legislative branch, willing to sign a document with some answers to their questions.
They can't. They've been trying that for years. They have presented. We'll bring you back. We can discuss this more. But the We the People organization for years has been petitioning Congress, all 535 members, to get answers to their very simple questions about various things like the taxes and the Iraq War and things like that. Nobody responds. Not even Ron Paul will respond to these people. More on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
In a world of government oppression and tyranny, the struggle between freedom and fascism comes a story about two people who are faced with a challenge to stand up and do the right thing for liberty.
Her face was every face I've ever known. Her face was my own face.
GCN brings you Uncivil Liberties, a movie the government does not want you to see. A political thriller ripped from today's headlines, domestic spying, wiretapping, government chipping, and more.
The enemy of my enemy is my ally.
For your copy of this hard-hitting film that will open your eyes, go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD for only $13.95.
people should look one another in the eye before they go killing for causes.
That's UncivilLiberties.com to view the movie trailer, read reviews, and purchase the DVD. UncivilLiberties.com. Because in this world, liberty is all that we have, and we must take it back. Support independent media. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
Hey, girl. Looking for a chemical-free hair relaxer that won't dry or damage your hair? Well, listen up. Now there's one called Curl Away. It's chemical-free and loosens and softens your curl, even lets it go silky straight gradually and without breakage. Apply right over your perm or kid's hair. It's that safe. I'm really impressed with Curl Away Curl Relaxer. At first, I was very skeptical and researched it just to make sure it was really safe and different. Let me tell you, I love it, love it, love it. I told both my sisters and niece about Curl Away, and now they're going to try it. With Curl Away, the results are gradual, and at this rate, my hair is looking so healthy and fabulous, I will not go back to a conventional relaxer. I just apply Curl Away like a relaxer and leave it on for up to 9 hours. And sometimes after washing, I use a loofah for extra shine and gloss. I'm really happy with Curl Away. It's a gentle, gradual relaxer and won't create a miracle overnight, but over time, the miracle will happen. So go get your Curl Away right now, girl. It's at select Walgreens or visit curlaway.com for more information and the Walgreens nearest you.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaseMedInc.com. That's LaseMedInc.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features, they're free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us. Go to amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link. Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. So just start your shopping there. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. Also, if you're looking for computer parts, head over to newegg.freetalklive.com. That's one of our newest affiliate programs that we've joined up with in the last couple of months because of, well, popular demand. Our listeners said, hey, we buy lots of stuff at Newegg. Maybe you could join their affiliates program. Sure. We'll take a percentage of your money from purchasing at Newegg. So if you want to buy computer parts and other electronic stuff like that, you can go to newegg.freetalklive.com. As we continue, and we bring back Mark in Brazil, you're back on Free Talk Live. You'd asked about the We the People organization, which is an interesting group that has been doing, I think, some pretty good work at the national level, trying to get answers from the federal government about a bunch of questions they have. And you had pointed out, Mark, that they had canceled their hunger strike, and you suggested, well, maybe they should just go to a member of Congress in order to get some answers about the questions that they have in regards to the constitutionality of the Iraq war and the income tax and various other different issues that they want to get some info on. But the problem is that's what they've been trying to do, and it was the reason for the hunger strike in the first place, was because they tried several times to get answers from Congress or anybody else in the federal government, and nobody wanted to talk to them. Plus, they actually took it to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court rejected the case, therefore upholding a lower court's ruling that basically said you can petition the government for a redress of grievances, but nobody actually has to give you any redress. So that's why they went with the hunger strike idea, which they then proceeded to cancel because the federal government would not allow them to sleep in the park in Washington, D.C. So they've exhausted that option. Go ahead with your thoughts.
What doesn't make sense is Ron Paul, for example, he's already gone officially public, even in the debates, in saying that he thought that the war in Iraq is unconstitutional.
Mm-hmm.
So they already have evidence that there at least is one member of Congress who believes that. I would think that it would make sense for them to try to build a case, maybe not on all the issues, but at least on some of the issues in which people already have publicly made statements about what they think, and try to get some sort of position, because the whole point in building a legal case is to create some sort of precedent, have some sort of opinion out there that's official saying, hey, this is the way things are. Because when you do that, then you force them to have to argue otherwise. Until now, they all they've been doing is probably sending some official letters saying, we want answers. And I think the better position is to say, look, we have some of the answers, and we're going to act upon them. And in order for that to have any value, they act upon it. They get the other branch of government upset by doing so and say, no, this is not right. Then you create a discussion between the branches of government, and it's no longer the people versus the government. I think that would potentially be at least more effective than what they've done so far, which is apparently had no results.
When you say they're going to act upon, what do you mean? They're going to act upon what?
Well, they supposedly are, I don't know, they're not paying taxes because they think it's unconstitutional, or the war in Iraq is unconstitutional. They're going to do, I don't know, they have to provoke a discussion between the branches of government based upon the facts that are already out there, such as some members of Congress believe the war was unconstitutional, some members of Congress believe this or that, or I don't know, whatever else about it. It's similar to an approach that they, in a sense, that people dealing with international law and the UN do, which is, you know, at the end of the day, who really cares what the UN says? But if the UN says something, suddenly someone official has said something about an important issue. And then they use that, for example, at the International Court of Justice, whatever. They say, look, the UN says this or that, and therefore there's precedent within law that the case should be decided this way or that way. So you turn it into a discussion between supposedly official sources of opinion about case law or precedent, instead of this sort of futile battle between the people and the government.
But nobody wants to talk.
I
mean, I see where you're coming from, but nobody in the government wants to talk about these issues, and that's their number one problem, is they don't want to have a conversation.
I don't think that's true, but come on. In the primaries, Ron Paul was openly talking about a number of these issues.
I have no idea why Ron Paul would not respond to this particular petition. He never has responded. His office will not respond to them. They went, and they didn't just send letters. They went and they served these things. They went in every single member of Congress's office and served them with these papers. So it was much more than just, you know, sending something through the mail. They actually went down there and hand-delivered these things, and nobody, not even Ron Paul's office, responded. So, I mean, if they don't want to talk.
Even if you could get the legislative branch to say something, that, you know, some people in the legislative branch to say it's unconstitutional, how do you get anybody in the executive branch to respond?
Now, who would respond basically would be the judicial branch, saying that the opinion of members of the legislative branch are irrelevant by essentially overruling what they've said. That's the conflict you want to generate. Look, you know, Ron Paul maybe.
But why would the judicial? I'm sorry, Mark. Why would the judicial branch want to even step in? What is their interest in getting involved?
Who is the judicial?
Yeah, why would the judicial branch step in and say anything about this? There's no case.
Because you have to – no, because what they – well, they've been – at least they've been successful in provoking cases that lead to judicial review, right? They've taken this to the court.
They have.
The problem is that they set it up as an argument between the people and the courts, and it should be an argument between the different branches of government.
It's an interesting idea. I don't know if they're going to – I mean, certainly I don't know if Bob Schultz listens to this program. I doubt it. He's probably a busy guy. But you might want to send something off to them. I don't know how all of the intricacies of the system work as far as how you get to pit the different branches of government against one another in a court situation, because you'd have to bring the case yourself, in which case then it is the people versus the government again. So how would you get the – I mean, maybe I just don't understand well enough, but how would you get the legislature to have a case against the judiciary?
Very simple thing. Let's say you're going to argue the constitutionality of the Iraq war. You have videotaped testimony from at least one member, if not other members of Congress, saying that the war is unconstitutional. That's what I would submit as evidence. And that, when that's overruled, then basically the judicial branch is saying what these members of Congress say is irrelevant. Now, maybe at the end of the day they don't care, but usually that gets people upset.
I think it would be worth trying. I mean, you know, the stuff they've been trying is futile. I don't see why, you know, you wouldn't try this.
There you go. Thanks, Mark, for the call. Appreciate the idea. 800.
I don't know if it's futile. The stuff they've tried hasn't worked in the court system, and I don't, you know, I don't, it seems, you know, try it. Hey.
Yeah, what do you got to lose, right?
Yeah, my support.
800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Hey, travel less and meet online. Try WebEx free. Go to WebEx.com. Enter the promo code 600 and start your free trial of WebEx. That's WebEx, WebEx.com. Promo code you need is 600, and that allows you to start your free trial of WebEx today. As we continue, go to the AMP line. Who is this? Unscreen call.
This is David from Lakeland.
Hi, David. What's on your mind tonight?
I wanted to bring back, first of all, I wanted to agree about the whole lying to government officials thing. I don't see any reason to cooperate with people who are pointing guns at you.
Very good.
I wanted to bring back up the whole ice cream truck thing.
Yes, sir.
I really cannot. Here in Florida, I work construction, and I work in some pretty rural areas and some pretty residential areas, and there can be no one around, and these trucks will come down these streets day after day after day, and I can't understand how they could make a dime. I mean, I bought ice cream from them because I feel bad for them, but, you know, I mean, even at $2 a pop, you have to sell an awful lot of ice cream to make up even what you pay in gas, not to mention wear and tear on your vehicle and if they're not selling drugs, they should be.
Selling weed out of the back of the ice cream truck. It's not a bad idea. As Peter called earlier and suggested, he said the markup's tremendous, so they're getting.
But this is Florida. The markup may still be tremendous, but you don't have to make quite as much, quite as often, because it's not the novelty, because, you know, you could buy ice cream pretty much year-round in Florida.
Well, the markup, it was what Peter said, was tremendous on the ice cream. Yeah. So you're making a lot on every sale. If it's a business that you own yourself, obviously you can save on staffing. If you're out there just driving your own truck, you don't have to pay some kid or somebody else to do that. And, of course, in any business, staffing costs are going to be one of your most the biggest chunks of overhead. So that could be a way to save some money, is to run the business yourself. But
most of the trucks look like they should have been condemned long ago, so...
No doubt. But still, even that, I mean, the older the truck, the more you're going to be spending on repairs, and
right,
the more you're going to be spending on gas. And I tell you what, I can't imagine. $2 a pop, if it's 100% profit, and they sell, I don't know, 20 of these a day or even...
It's more than 100% profit. It's more than 100% profit. They're not paying a dollar for a $2 ice cream novelty.
Probably 25 cents.
Yeah.
Something.
I mean,
buying them in bulk.
Even that. I mean, if they're making it, even if they're getting, if it's all profit, you know, there's no, I mean, they're only, I bought them, so I know it's like $2 a pop. If it's $2 a pop and they sell, you know, 100 of them, that's $200 a day.
It seems like a very difficult. I'm with you, man. I'm with you, David. It seems like a very difficult business model to sustain, but people still manage to do it, I guess. And maybe they are selling drugs.
Yep.
Thanks for the call, dude. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Hour 3 coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Gunday. 3 days. Exercise your Second Amendment rights for only $10 per person, October 10th through the 12th, at Knob Creek Gun Range. The world's largest machine gun shoot and military gun show is fun for the whole family, with machine guns and flamethrowers for rent, helicopter rides, and over 800 tables showcasing handguns, rifles, shotguns, and more. Opens at 9 a.m. Call 502-922-4457. That's 502-922-4457. Or visit knobcreekrange.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNlive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNlive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNlive.com.
Wake up!